This week, lawmakers in Illinois approved a bill that would allow college athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. They can sign endorsement deals and the like. It is expected to be signed by Governor Pritzker. And with us to discuss this law is state representative who introduced the legislation, Cam Buckner. He's a lawyer. He's a native of the South Side. He serves the state as a state rep in the 26th District, which is Bronzeville, Gold Coast, Hyde Park, South Shore. And he also was a college athlete, having played football at University of Illinois. Representative Buckner, how are you? Thank you for joining me.
I'm doing well, Karen. How are you?
Great. Let me ask you, what exactly does this law provide, and how is this going to change the world for college athletes?
Absolutely. So simply put, the Illinois Student Athlete Endorsements Right Act gives our young women and men who are collegiate athletes in the state of Illinois the opportunity to learn to earn fair market compensation for their name, their likeness, their image, and their voice. This fundamentally changes the landscape of college athletics in Illinois because it does something that it has henceforth been, you know, up to this point, been forbidden, right? Been prohibited by the NCAA and by state law. So it will just, you know, simply it doesn't pay college athletes for their performance on or off the field or the basketball court or the track. All it does is give them the same right that every other Illinoisan has to make fair market compensation off of their name.
And, you know, I was thinking about this in terms of, let's just say that you're a college artist, right? You paint or you sculpt or you do something. There would be nothing that would bar you from selling your art in a gallery while you're going to college or selling online or things like that. But so for the college athlete, they're barred from doing that, whereas the artist can certainly make money on his or her art. I mean, this seems like it's the right and fair thing to do.
That's a great point, Karen. Not only the college artists, we can look at folks who may be members of a marching band at, you know, say the University of Illinois or Northwestern, who may be on scholarship. They can also sell music on the side or give lessons on the side. This the way the law is now, precluding these young men and women from, you know, just having the ability to do that, I think has been overly paternalistic. And so we're looking to change that. Governor Pritzker has been a champion of this since we brought it up a couple of years ago. And my good friend and colleague Napoleon Harris in the Senate was able to help bring it up the finish line there. And so this is really fundamentally about fairness, equity, and parity.
And I'm going to take a break in 1 minute and come back and discuss this a little bit more and what the ramifications might be ongoing. But quickly, the NCAA has rules against this, right? So this law would, in fact, conflict a little bit. So what does that mean for the NCAA? Could it be that you University of Illinois is now not in the NCAA because it's not going to follow the rules?
Yeah, the NCAA threatened that a couple of years ago when we first brought the legislation forward. And because of that, folks were a little nervous, and so they backed off. But California spearheaded a movement to force the NCAA's hand. And so what they have said now is that if states decide that they want to do this, that they will not do anything to push back against it. They've also asked that Congress do something federally to make this, make a national standard. But NCAA has been very recalcitrant, to say the least. But they have said that they will not push back on this.
Well, that's good. We're here with Representative Cam Buckner, who serves on the 26th District. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about college athletics, what this bill means, and what the future of perhaps paid college athletics might be. You're listening to WGN, and this is the Karen Conti Show. Welcome back. We're talking to Illinois Representative Cam Buckner, who was the sponsor of a bill that was just passed and looks like it's going to be signed by the governor that would allow college athletes to make money on their likeness, their image, and endorsements. Representative Buckner, so this would also allow them to hire agents, and that was something that they couldn't have done in the past. Is that correct?
This is correct. We give them the opportunity in this legislation to hire an agent to help with the endorsements that will come along. And what we require in the bill is that the agent is a licensed attorney who can, you know, help them work through the contractual issues that may occur.
So what were some of the arguments? I look at a bill like this and I think it was a long time in coming. It's fair. It makes sense. But like, what were the arguments when you had to battle this in the legislature? What were the big arguments against it?
Yeah, some of the main arguments that we heard were that this was going to fly in the face of amateurism, right, and put our student athletes on a slippery slope to be professional athletes. We also heard that, you know, we can't give these young people the opportunity to make, gobs of money and trust that they'll be able to handle it. But, you know, what I've said to the folks who made that argument is that I think it's extremely disingenuous and extremely paternalistic to say that we trust the 19 to 24-year-old to make the NCAA, the institution, the network, the television networks, and the sports company, Nike or Reebok, or whoever it is, and the sports conference, whether it be the Big Ten or the MAC or whoever, we trust them to make these entities billions of dollars. But when it comes to having little walking around money for themselves, we don't trust them then. I just think it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And if you look at the stats, college sports generate, generally like $1 billion a year. And yeah. I'm always amazed, Representative, that, you know, you look at the biggest paid in every state, almost the biggest paid employee of any state is always the football coach of one of the schools, you know. And I think Illinois it's always the football coach who gets paid more than anyone, including the governor and the lowly representatives who work for for a mere pittance. So they're making all this money. And then the other stat that I saw is that 86% of college athletes live below the poverty line. And I hear these stories about some of these kids who are living out of their car, not even getting enough to eat while they're working out 3-4 hours a day. You played football at Illinois. I went to law school at Illinois, ILL.
I.
There we go. That's how you can tell if it's a real Illini. Did you experience any of that, or were you doing okay while you were playing football?
No, I did. And what I'll say is, you made a very cogent point that I think we have to make sure that we underline. The NCAA is $1.5 billion a year industry, $1.5 billion a year organization that still files as a tax exempt nonprofit. And the amount of money that rolls through these schools, through these conferences, through the NCAA, it's really hard to imagine that the young men and women who are providing the services that generate this revenue would ever have a night where they may go hungry. But it's true. I was fortunate enough to have parents who kind of understood what I needed as a college student. And being in Champaign, I was only 2 hours from home in Chicago, but there were many people that I played with who didn't have that same luxury. And, when we look at the broad picture of what college athletes are supposed to be, it really does give a lot of young men and women a chance to make it out of certain neighborhoods and to make a good life for themselves. And I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity that it gave me. But we can't continue to, put these folks in a situation where they're not able to compensate. You know, it's one thing to say, talk about paying players, and I think we should have that conversation. But this is essentially just taking a brick off of a system that for a long time has said, not only will we not pay you, but you can't make money any other way either. And I think that really has created a situation where folks go looking other places to make money. We've seen stories where these young people get into these bad relationships with boosters. We've seen stories where these young people sell their team paraphernalia, and they end up getting in trouble for that. And so we can cut a lot of this stuff off if we just give people an opportunity to do what I think is natural and right.
Is there a limit to what the athlete can use? So for instance, if the school uses a certain brand of shoes, like can the athlete endorse another brand? Are there going to be rules and limitations on what the college athlete can earn money from?
Yeah, so there is some language in the bill that talks about contracts and engagements that may conflict with contracts and engagements that the university has. And so if I play football at the University of Illinois, which is a Nike school, and based on the letter of intent that I signed to accept a scholarship to play there, I need to be wearing Nike shoes on the field. That is fine. However, if I want to sign a contract with Reebok to wear Reebok attire off of the field, and I'm not on the field to play, not during competition, I'm able to do that. So there are some rules there. So it can't supersede some of the things that are already in place, but it doesn't prohibit, an athlete that goes to a Nike school from wearing Reebok in his or her free time. One thing that it does prohibit, though, we want to make sure that we protected these young men and women and their images, is that they will not be able to endorse things like alcohol or tobacco, cannabis, adult entertainment, or sports betting and gaming, to name a few, to make sure that we're keeping some of either the unscrupulous actors or some of the more provocative industries away from them.
Oh, that makes sense. And it's good for probably both the athlete and the image of the school, which, the school obviously wants to protect its image. Going to a school like U of I, you and I both know, there's a lot of pride in the orange and blue, and you don't want your kids out there, kind of going against the message, especially when they're young. You know, it's not like they're, they're in their mid-30s, and that's a whole different story. Let's talk just briefly about, is this on the road to paying athletes? And what is your thought about whether or not college athletes should be paid?
I think that this is something that's going to shine some light on the whole economic structure that is the NCAA, that is college sports. And I don't know how far we are or how close we are, for that matter, to actually compensating athletes for their performance on the field. I do think that there is a valid argument about, whether or not someone who's getting paid is still an amateur. But we know that we don't treat these young folks like amateurs already. We know there's a lot of money that's involved here. What I do think that this will do, and I hope that it will do, is that it will make us take a different look and a different approach at this entire system. I wouldn't dare be so grotesque to call this slavery, but I will call it something very similar to indentured servitude, right? Where we say you're going to pay for your school, and so therefore you belong to us. These young men and women, and you can talk to folks who played 10 years ago, 15 years ago like me, or 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, which I have, and a lot of generations have the same type of gripe. And so the NCAA has once again been slow to the party. They've been notorious for dragging their feet on making sure that there's some equity here. But we have to have this conversation to figure out what the right way to go about it is. I do think eventually college athletes should be paid, but I'm very intentional about making sure that we do that the right way whenever we get to that point.
And I don't have the stats in front of me, but I have dealt with this issue on my show many times. It's an issue that's fascinating to me. And I do know that a lot of the revenue sports athletes are minorities. And that whole slavery word is really, it brings fireworks to the whole issue, but it's interesting that the people who are making all this money for the school and for the NCAA and for all the television rights and all of the other things are many of them are minorities and are living below the poverty level. It just reeks of unfairness. But I agree with you that it seems to me that just to open it up to say schools now will pay their athletes whatever they want would be a bad thing. It would open it up and make it into something that is not what it's supposed to be. But where that draws the line, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, we've got to figure out, and this is a longer conversation. It's going to take some time to get it right. We've got to figure out how to do this the right way. But I do think that the first thing that we have to do is fix what the blaring issues are. And this obviously the same likeness image thing is one of them. And as we kind of maneuver through this, we've got to make sure that we are looking at this from a holistic standpoint. I attended a bowl game recently for a school in the state, and I've talked to some of the players before the game, and they were letting me know how difficult it was for them to play in this game. This game should be, should be one of the biggest dangers of their lives, but they didn't feel that way because their family wasn't able to come because their parents couldn't afford the ticket to fly out to the game, right?
Wow.
Meanwhile, there's a bunch of boosters there that were able to pay for themselves. A lot of folks who have been alumni and have given money to the university, and you have the coaches and all their families who, they could afford it, but these young men who were on the field, their families couldn't. So when we see these type of stories, we've got to put all this stuff in context to try to figure out how we get to a better spot in this entire situation.
Agreed. Thank you so much for joining us, Representative Cam Buckner. Keep up the good work. Thank you for taking some time on your Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon about some other new legislation. Take care.